Welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country, as always, on the hill and
all the way. It's me, boy.
That's right. Say hello, Chris. Just kidding. Anthony, stepping into the for another episode, live with us right now. This is a live show. We didn't do too much advertisement for it because I kind of decided at the last minute. I was like, let's do a fucking live show tonight because we got a lot of things to talk about. So Anthony stepped up to the plate. Because he crushed it on the last episode that he was on, 9/11, the two-hour live show we did just last week. It was a killer. Dude, thanks so much for stepping in again.
Wow, I appreciate you guys having me. That was awesome. I'm ready to fucking talk some more, dude.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah,
so much man. More than I want to freaking talk about.
Dude,
no shortage of news.
Oh, exactly.
Getting a little deep on that Building 6.
Oh, yeah.
Just the other day. I'd like to know more about Building 6, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of shit I want to know about more. That and freaking Flight 93, those are like the two biggest things. Those are like, I feel like a lot of people don't talk about as much. They want to talk about Tower 7, which I understand, and they want to, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. 100%, I get all of that. Yeah. But let's talk about, what happened to Tower 6? Like, the hole went down to the sub-basements. It's like, that's, dude, that's some gnarly explosions that had to go on.
Oh, yeah, dude, that thing was demoed up for sure. There's fucking no way. I mean, it was a much smaller building. What was it, 9 stories?
Yeah, 8 floors. Come on.
The weight of that building isn't going to fucking carry it all the way through the sub-basement, dude. That hole was so fucking deep.
That makes no sense.
No.
And then you could still see the offices, though, and the furniture. It's like, come on. If it was some type of plane that's supposed, you know, or whatever caused that part.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
Debris.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
There's fucking no way.
But it exploded before the building came down.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on.
Yeah. Well, when you see like the overhead view after the towers collapse and then you see where Tower 6 is and there's like, it's not like overlapping rubble or anything. You know what I mean? It's like its own little fucking world of destruction.
Exactly.
So weird.
That's kind of fucked up. I do want to say something real quick before we get started here tonight. A lot of things that we're going to be talking about, a lot of current events. Obviously, we'll touch on some 9/11 stuff again. Because I was thinking a little bit about like, okay, so 9/11, right? You have all the elements of an inside job, obviously, right. Like very obviously, right?
Yeah.
Now, the question is, though, is like what's with the backstory of like the hijackers and the CIA documents that came out? You know what I mean? Like that's an awful lot of pageantry, we'll call it.
Yeah.
For them to be faking the whole thing, like no planes, no, let's just say for the sake of the argument, no victims, right? Mm-hmm. The building was cleared out. It was demolished early in the morning. People were gone by that time. They ran this CGI rendition on TV. Like, what's the point of the backstory?
I got a theory. It might be a bit much, but I mean, what's weirder than fucking faking 9/11 anyways, right?
Yeah.
So I think those dudes were probably real. They probably went through all the shit they said they went through, flight school, all that, fucking living it up, you know, fucking drinking, having sex with white women, just having the time of their lives, right? CIA controlled. And then when it became go time, they put them on a plane, maybe with a bunch of fucking actors, then flew those planes to some, you know, Air Force base.
Right.
And departed and basically told them, all right, your guys' job is done and now we get to fucking smoke you or new identities or what have you, right? But I think those guys were real.
Yes.
And because, you know, there are documents of them at flight school and shit like that. So I think that, like, the only part that is now is, did they get on a plane or did they stop them before they got on a plane? You know what I mean? So I don't know, but I know they just had to make it believable. So
yeah,
but when you really do look at it, you're like, holy shit, you guys had a lot of fucking information on these guys. You know, they were already on a watch list. They knew they were in the United States. They knew that they were taking flight lessons. They knew where they were traveling and things like that, but you didn't know that this was part of the plan and you couldn't step in before that, you know?
Yeah, I think that, I think a lot of it is that has to do with like the whole backstory, right? Okay. Of like Abel Danger, the terrorists, the CIA plots. Like if you look at
the whole backstory for 9/11 in general.
Yeah, like the 19 hijackers, their connections here in the United States. Like as soon as they got off the plane, they got an apartment with like a sponsor that lived right across the street from them. Like this whole backstory, and I'm thinking like what is the purpose of that? Right now, now like you said, they have to make it believable, and I think that's part of it because. Here's something I was thinking about, right? Like, we're so quick to not believe what the government says.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then we look at declassified documents, and we're like, see? Told you. Like, in my opinion, it's like the same thing about, like, alien declassification stuff.
Right.
Right? Like, especially when, like, an ex-CIA spook goes before, like, the Senate, and they're like, yes. Aliens are real. And everyone's like, knew it. I'm like, wait, so we trust spooks now? Okay.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, I think, with declassified documents because they only declassify shit they want you to see.
Right.
100%.
You know, but,
for whatever their narrative is at the time, right. Or distraction or.
But a lot of the time when we see those declassified documents, it usually like, oh, isn't that what we've been saying? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't know if it's something that. You know, they love rituals and things like that. So it could be something that they have to put down somewhere. You know what I mean? And just tuck it away. Because, I mean, by the time they declassify the good shit, everyone involved is either dead or going to die. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, does it matter as far as, you know, when it's classified? Because we already know it's bullshit. But like the JFK thing, we already knew the CIA killed him.
Yeah.
And then the documents just 100%. Go, yeah, we did it, you know, but I get what you're saying because should we believe them if they say they did it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it seems like an extravagant backstory to have.
Yeah.
We got to get people invested.
They do. And I think the thing that we don't like really think about a whole lot is that, wait, why is that? Sorry, I'm looking at this other screen here. It's not supposed to be doing that. Anyways, that we don't look at, like, right, is like they only want you to see what they want you to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they only want you to see certain things. So when they come out with, like, declassified documents about the hijackers and this and that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That still paints the picture of a government involved knowing inside job cover up, right. Which completely gets you off track of no planes, possibly no victims, right? The buildings were demolished early in the morning because another thing we didn't talk about in the last week's episode is we saw 200 story towers fall straight down.
Yeah.
And then when they do the overshot shortly after, there is like not that much fucking rubble.
No.
Like not that much rubble.
Mm-hmm.
So much, not enough rubble, that they were able to clear out all of it that night. Like by the next day, there was almost nothing left. And they were, dude, my fantasy's blown up. there was nothing left of like the debris pile. And I'm like, okay, where the fuck did all of it go?
Right.
They say it's ash. If you listen to the mainstream narrative, it was ash, brother. Don't you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, that's all where
steel just turned straight to ash.
Yeah, it just melted down, brother.
That's where one of those other weird, like, conspiracy comes in. Like, okay, just because, like, we're conspiracy theorists, right, doesn't mean that we believe all of them and every single one of them. One lady that talks about, like, direct energy weapons that took down the towers, but they turned all of the debris into dust. And so she was calling it, she wrote a book about it. She was calling it dustification.
Judy Wood, right?
Yeah. Judy Wood. That's who it was. Doctor
Judy Wood.
That's right. Don't get your pee-pee slapped. which I like in my, I'm not saying direct energy weapons aren't real, but like turning shit to dust. I don't know about that, bro. I don't know. It's a bit of a,
yeah.
Well, that's the gatekeeper way.
Yeah. Yeah. Super weird. I mean, that's the first time I've heard of that theory. I don't know if that's it, but interesting, to say the least.
Well, I do want to make a quick, excuse me. Oh my goodness, jeez. A quick announcement, since we are live, this is my opportunity to do this right meow. Those of you who have been listening to the show for a while know that I've been working on a book, Flat Earth book.
So nervous.
I'm so, yeah, it is finally published. It is available right now.
No way.
On Amazon, you can get it. This here. It's a little choppy when I zoom into it. It looks a lot better than that. But this was designed by Boya, actually. I did the backdrop, and then he drew the little devil guy with the globe and the flat earth projection, you'll call it, in his other hand. yeah, it is available. I was really excited about it. You know, I was apprehensive about doing it. I said if I ever wanted to write a book, I wanted to write a book about something that I was really knowledgeable about and very passionate for. And so I was like, oh, this is a perfect one to do. Except for the fact that I am wildly dyslexic and I am definitely not an author, right? I didn't go to college. I mean, I sort of went to college. I went to junior college for a little while.
Counts.
But yeah, that's right. Counts. It counts. But yeah, it is published. It is available. There will probably be a second edition of this because there's a lot of things that I did not cover. Just because I didn't want to make it too long. This book is already 170 pages. It's not super long, but if I would have added, like, I didn't talk about seasons, time zone, the declassified NASA documents, which, again, we just talked about declassified documents, buoyancy, Archimedes principle, all these different things that I plan on talking about. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, let's make a second edition and just see how this first one goes.
There you go.
Don't shit on me for using Amazon self-publishing. Like, I was not going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to find a publisher, right? For a book.
No, I think that's a great thing. Listen, we all know that Jeff Bezos is a fucking giant asshole, right? But having a self-published feature on there is extremely useful for getting shit out. So,
yeah. Yeah. So you can check it out two different ways. I have a link in the chat right now. You can just click on the link, take you straight to Amazon. Or if you just want to remember the name of it, Pawns in a Game, The Flat Motionless Earth. It will be available on our website. It's a link that you click and it takes you to Amazon, basically, is essentially what it does. So that's one way that we're doing it right now. We're going to see how it does. So if you guys want to go check that out, that would be super duper cool. If you do click to order it through the website, we'll get notified. Right. If you want like a signed copy, there's like a few people that ask for signed copies, which is kind of cool. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. Hopefully you get something from it. Hopefully it turns out well. I mean, I definitely went over it a few times editing wise. Again, little dyslexic, right? Grammarly kind of saved my ass on that one. But yeah, so hopefully it does well. And you guys have something that you can read and share with others and all that good stuff. So,
battle some freaking trolls.
Yeah, there you go.
I went too long with that one guy.
Dude, that was awesome, bro.
I went a little too long with that guy. And he was like getting so bent out of shape. Like so bent out of shape.
Too serious.
And it's funny because a lot of people that will engage in those types of like debates, like, again, like Anthony, you saw, and boy, I don't have to tell you this. Like, guess what I offered him, and guess what he decided not to do?
He was like, that's dumb. Why would I go on your gay little show that no one listens to?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyhow.
The show's not gay.
Super not gay. It's a little bit of housekeeping real quick, and then we'll get into tonight's what we're going to be talking about. Obviously, WBCTavern.com. That's where it's at. That's where you can sign up for the membership. You get the extra shows there. You get the tavern tapes, Smoke Break with Stephen Boya. The What If show's coming very soon. Obviously, we can focus on it even more now because I'm done with the book, right? The book is out. So check that out. Shirts, hats, hoodies, socks, sticker packs, all kinds of cool things. If you become a member, there's certain things that you have access to as far as merchandise goes, plus discounts, plus exclusive live streams that we're going to be starting here in the near future. It's $5 a month. It's never going to go up. And it's totally cool to support a show that you guys enjoy. And I know you guys love our show. That's why you tune in every week to listen. So
do it.
Thank you so much. Since this is a live show, just to remind everybody, we are streaming on Rockfin, Rumble, and Twitch right now. We are on the first time on Kick. We are on Kick now. Kick is kind of like Twitch. I've heard it's less gay than Twitch. So that's kind of cool.
What's that mean?
Twitch is just real, like, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about certain things. I'm like, okay, so you can have a chick in a hot tub with her tits hanging out licking an ear microphone, but we're, but like Sandy Hook's a bugaboo. Is that what you're telling me? Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because that makes sense. So in the news today, I'm gonna say we, and I mean that loosely, like we, like the
royal we,
yeah, like the hooligans and the hooliganettes.
Yeah,
we didn't, but like we, the United States, lost a goddamn F-35. Can't find the motherfucker.
My favorite thing is they're like, "Have you seen this jet? If so, please call." And it's
jet
like
hotline,
motherfucker. What?
I'm like, how are we going to find it with binoculars, but you guys can't find it? That doesn't make sense. You have air traffic control.
Yeah. You got radar. You got fucking... hold on, though. Because the first thing popped in my head was, this is an $80 million jet.
$100 million, what I read.
And you're going to tell me that you can't, like, find my F-35? You know, like, you don't... There's no GPS attract... I'm a fleet manager of a company, right? I know where all of my vans are. You don't know where an F-35 is? Like, there's no technology. You don't have a button. You know what I mean? Like, the guy says he ejected, and he's not because of a mishap. They won't tell us what the mishap was. But
dude,
then
he fucking he farted. Says,
yeah. Well, then he says that, I don't know, maybe it triggered the auto cruise control or autopilot. So the fucking plane is just like on its way to a destination now. And it has to be, Anthony. The reason it's $100 million is it's the F-35B. Those are the ones that I was talking about earlier. Right? So it has to be some, I don't know. I'm not a fucking fighter jet pilot. I'm not an enthusiast.
I'm not
a jet,
a lot
about them.
A jet doctor. But,
not a jet doctor. But if that thing is like, you know, it's a fucking basically run by AI. It's a fucking smart plane. Right, it's got all kinds of fucking computers in it. If that thing was set to go somewhere specific, will it fucking land itself? You know what I mean? And since it's capable of landing vertically, I think it would make it a lot easier than landing the other way.
You know what? This reminds me of, Anthony. Before we get your perspective, let's just watch this video real quick by Eddie Griffin. This is about the Malaysia flight. Okay. This is exactly what this shit reminds me of.
What's happening, y'all? This is EBN News coming at you straight, no chasing. They lost a whole motherfucking plane. Take a look.
Well, the search is continuing this morning for the Malaysia Airlines plane, which vanished on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, as counterterrorism agencies from around the world join the investigation. Interpol has revealed no checks were made of its database regarding stolen passports used by two passengers to board the Boeing 777. Contact was lost with the aircraft on Saturday. Australia has now joined the search as Vietnamese team spotted possible debris.
How the fuck you lose a plane? I don't understand a motherfucker losing a coins out your pocket. A plane. All right, look, every motherfucking phone is a tracking device. GPS, they know where the fuck I'm at right now. You got one in your purse. They know where the fuck you at. You understand me? Now, a plane has a black box in the motherfucker that gives off some kind of tweet, 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 tweet. Don't nobody know where the fuck the tweet coming from. You understand me? And you're telling me if it crashed in the ocean, they tell you when you sit down on the plane, the stewardess comes on the speaker. Look, if the plane happens to crash in the water, your fleet, your seat will possibly float. You understand me? I don't know how I'm going to believe the seat going to float if the plane can't motherfucker fly. Now, you telling me nobody took the fucking lever that's on the door when they ask you, can you handle taking the door off? Otherwise, we have to move you to another motherfucking seat. When they hit the water, nobody took the motherfucking door off and got the fuck out. Ain't nobody floating around saying, hey, motherfucker, over here. Now, the pilot knew it was going to crash before anybody else. I know they got parachutes. You telling me nothing, the motherfucker jumped out. Now, why are they going over to the pilot's house looking at their computer, flight simulator, like they going to find out something on the flight simulator? Like, I'm just going to practice crashing into the ocean. What the fuck really going on? Somebody on that plane knew how to fly. Somebody hijacked that motherfucker that was on the plane. They landed somewhere. I think they wanted because the president of IBM, the CEO, was on that flight. I think he knows something about what's going on with the world governments, like them leaky leak motherfuckers. Probably torching his ass right now trying to find out what the fuck he know or didn't know. And the rest of them passengers, they got to practice them biological experiments on somebody. Prayers going out to the families of those who have family members on that flight. There's some bullshit going on. This EGN News. Watch who's sitting next to you on the plane, motherfucker.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It seems to be onto something there. How the fuck do you lose a plane? Right? And then, boy, you send that screenshot of an unidentified plane had landed in Havana, Cuba.
Yeah.
And the government hadn't released any kind of statement on it yet.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't, I mean, listen, the other thing to talk about is if, say, it did land in Cuba. Well, there's all kinds of protocols to landing anywhere, right? You know, there's obviously they're not making any radio contact because there's no one in the fucking plane on the radio. So if a military jet flies into Cuban airspace and it doesn't identify itself, why wasn't it fucking shot down? Or why didn't our military in Cuba spot the plane and fucking say something or do something? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So none of it makes any sense, dude.
Well, one thing that I heard is whoever the company is that makes that airplane, the F-35.
Right.
Apparently they made this new model and it might have some malfunctioning issues. And what I've heard is that possibly that's what he was flying and that maybe that's what caused him to eject. And now that they're trying to cover that up, because they're supposedly they had this deal that they already signed with Korea or something like that to give them some amount of planes that they were supposed to already produce out. Right. So the U.S. is selling Korea now 25 of those fleets at whatever. They're going to end up making like $5 billion or something off of this whole deal. So it's interesting that I was like, well, maybe that could be it. Maybe he was they're having him test that new one and got ejected. So like, all right, we got to keep this under the radar. Type of thing. I don't know. And let's keep the people distracted. It's flying somewhere.
Yeah.
Same thing with the submarine. That's a good
fucking point because like you said, like, no, it's just flying still. And everyone's going, how is it still flying?
How?
You know, so it's just, hey, it's a very smart plane. You know what I mean? So you could be right. And maybe they're just like, oh, it landed safely in the middle of the desert, Korea. See that? It's all good.
So, I don't know. It's all interesting. Maybe it's to cover up some of the Hunter Biden stuff that's going on.
Maybe they're fucking sending that to Ukraine as payment for something. but the fuel tank on those F-35s are not that big. Like this, even though it's the most advanced fighter that we have. It's not an air superiority fighter, right? So it doesn't do long-range bombing missions or anything like that. I think it can only travel, and I could be wrong, but somewhere between 600 and 800 miles, if it's, you know, depending on the payload that it has. So these are like short range fighters. They're not, it's not like an F-22 where you can go on a bombing mission with, you know what I mean? They're very limited.
Right. Right. Anthony, what do you think about that? Give me a rundown.
Well, biggest, basically everything I kind of just went through, I think honestly, it's hard. I'm really leaning towards it. It was probably, this might be some type of distraction. The same thing with the submarine. They probably already know where it is or what happened to it. Right. But, or maybe it's some type of shady deal that they're giving the plane to somebody low key type of thing. Maybe it is in Cuba and it's a deal with Cuba type of thing. I don't know. At the end of the day, I think it's probably just a distraction.
You could be right though, Anthony, because the prisoner swap with Iran went down today.
Ooh. Was it today? I thought it was on September 11th.
No, that was when the agreement was made.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the government decided, hey, we'll trade you, five prisoners for five prisoners. But to sweeten the pot, we'll also give you $6 billion. Right? Like, now, listen, I don't know who's in charge of negotiating, but that's like how a toddler negotiates, right? Like, they, right off the bat, they're like, I'll give you $1 billion for that cookie. And you're like, sure. You know what I mean? It's like completely childish, okay, not realistic. And they were grilled, asking them, like, you know, what is it? Why are you giving them $6 billion if it's not just like a trade for a trade? And he tried to say, well, it is a trade for a trade, but we also gave them $6 billion. Like, no, that's not how a trade works, my guy. You know, so
okay,
that could be why the missing airplane is dominating headlines right now, because they don't want to talk about the fucking money we just wasted on five prisoners, you know. Five prisoners. It doesn't make
especially with everybody still in uproar about Hawaii, because then people will be like, well, why can't you send fucking money to Hawaii, give people $700, but for five prisoners we're gonna give them $6 billion? Like, yeah, come on.
That's fucking wild, dude. And they're just so like, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, doesn't make
that's
any
so fucking weird.
Right, you guys keep donating.
Yeah,
that's so weird.
God.
Yeah. So now if you look at what happened with Donald Trump when he was in office and we had that one lesbian basketball or dude, whatever.
Yeah.
What was her name? Brittany Murphy? No, she's
Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner.
Yeah, Brittany close. Murphy was a babe, dude. Yeah. Don't do that to her.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Yeah. Brittany, and her last name was Grinder.
I think it's Griner.
Oh, Griner. I was like, the gay chat, the gay thing. Okay,
yeah. Well,
she couldn't make it more obvious.
She is for sure. If you saw her shirtless,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, she's pretty good at basketball, like most men are that are professional athletes. But we just straight up traded one merchant of death.
Yeah.
And no cash for a mid-level, at best, WNBA player.
Yeah. Who had some fucking weed vapes in her. Now, listen, if you got busted coming in the country with a vape, maybe even two, all right, whatever. But this bitch brought in like hundreds of them, dude. And then got
like
busted.
A kilo.
Yeah. And they're They're like, oh, you can't fucking do that. We're arresting you. And we're like, listen, dude, we'll give you the most dangerous man that we have in exchange for this fucking nobody that hates America. And they were like, okay.
Sounds pretty good to me. Sounds good. Sounds good to me. Great deal.
Great deal.
See, we're reasonable.
Russia's mad because they're like, dude, we could have got $6 billion.
I'm pretty sure we gave them plenty of money when we gave that money to the Wagner group
for their coup. Oh yeah.
Those dudes just let that lady just sweep in the street while there's guys with guns.
No walk. Don't walk. I sweep here. What are you doing?
Yeah. It's literally just such an insane level of pure mockery at this point. Right? Like, I'm truly struggling with anybody who heard the story. Like, real back, let's go back to the F-35 real quick, right? So go back to the F-35. Lose motherfucking plane. Okay. Then they set up a hotline. Why? Why would you do that? Like, did they set up a hotline for the fucking spy balloon that went over?
Well, see, with all those satellites we have in the sky, somebody should have gotten a picture of the plane at some point. Never popped up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is where I'm struggling, though. I'm struggling with the fact that there are human beings that inhabit this earth with us that said... I think I might have saw it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And I'm going to call. I'm going to call it.
Was there a reward for information?
I don't, dude, it's like fucking Unsolved Mysteries, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you or someone you know the whereabouts of the missing F-35?
Yeah.
Please call us at fucking... You might as well just call Scruff McGruff. Right, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Yeah,
like that's the level of retardation that we are at right now. That there's people out there who are like, "Honey, keep your phone hot, keep your phone ready."
Yeah,
like eyes especially peeled.
Yeah. Head on a swivel.
Exactly, head on a swivel. Keep looking. Come on.
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I'd like to know more info on specifically why he ejected, and. What the mishap was, you know what I mean? Because it doesn't, like I said, that thing can't fly forever.
Or
it's already been a day, 2 days, something like that. If the thing's out of gas,
or let's look at it like this, dude. What if they didn't fucking miss? Nothing went missing. Like no pilot ejected from anything. No plane went missing. Mm. Right. This is just all a big giant smokescreen for something else that they got going on. It's going to catch enough news.
Because just distraction.
Honestly.
Exactly what it is.
Like, okay, think about the top brass of the military right now. They're sitting in this room, cigar smoke everywhere, I would assume. I'm assuming it's still kind of OG.
Tell them we can't track it. I don't know.
Yeah. Because then there's got to be one guy in there that goes, how about we just don't fucking say anything?
Yeah.
Right? Like, make the pilot sign an NDA. If it has autopilot to go somewhere, it's gonna turn up somehow, somewhere. We don't need to fucking tell the public. Like,
but you don't have load jack on this motherfucker, though? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like, I got it on my work truck.
Dude, yeah, exactly. Like, you can... I would imagine that finding a lost F-35... We're not talking, like, Tomcat F-14, dude. We're talking an F-35... It's got everything, and you can't track it. That's
seat warmers.
Not even an Apple tag. Nothing.
Yeah, toss an air tag on the bottom there, dude. Something.
It's something.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous that they would say, "Yeah, we just can't find it." You know,
it's a distraction. Because even my buddy that lives in Philly, he all called me. He's like, "Bro, did you hear the missing plane?" I'm like, "Dude, it's just a fucking distraction, bro." I'm like, "Look deeper. There's got to be something they're hiding."
Yeah. Yeah, anytime it's mainstream and sucking up headlines, more than likely.
I'm like, this is the exact same thing with the submarine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we kind of sort of covered that. Anthony, what do you think about the submarine?
At the end of the day, bro, I think it was just a big distraction. Honestly, maybe they actually went underwater and they got rid of a couple that billionaire and something like that. Maybe. I didn't look too much into it because to me, I was like, it's a distraction. I wasn't too big into it. When everybody, like all my customers, are asking me about it, I'm like, okay, there's got to be something deeper.
Yeah,
right.
For sure. Yeah.
To me, I was just, it was silly, dude.
It was really strange.
Exactly. I'm like, you're telling me you guys knew about it, but then you're leading everybody on? Like, yeah. What was the point of that if you guys already knew?
Exactly. Yeah. Because, the military already said, we heard that bitch implode already. So,
yeah, like the U.S. Navy.
They're like, nah.
Yeah, that I don't even know if there was anybody even on the sub.
I agree.
To be honest.
I agree.
Like, I think it was a huge distraction at the time. And, like, there's no video of anybody actually getting on it and then it going under the water. Mm-hmm. And then it's weird because then there's, like, a sub that's filming it as it's going underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's, like, that very easily could just be, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Right? You know? Who knows? We'll probably never know the truth of that either.
Nah.
No.
But I wanted to talk about this real quick. We won't spend too much time on it. I just thought it was kind of funny. Miss Bobbert.
Yeah.
Have you seen this, dude, Anthony?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So she is the governor of. Fuck. What state is she governor of? Isn't her name Ashley?
No.
No, is she a baddie though?
Like Lauren. Yeah. Robert. Yeah, she's
yeah. What is it, Lauren?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
This is how much I don't pay attention to politics. I don't even know this fucking bitch's name. Governor. I think she's a governor.
I think she's
Lauren Bobbert. I think she's Colorado.
Oh, she is a governor?
Yeah, she's a governor.
Okay.
Oh, well.
She's a congresswoman or some shit.
Yeah, she's a congresswoman. Yeah. She is. She's part of the House.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Her district 3, 117th through 118th of Colorado. Yeah, she's a good looking woman and
not bad.
Like, but I have a theory on this. I want to let this clip play just briefly. This is from Officer Tatum's Instagram. I shared this with Boya earlier, and I was like, dude, did you see the video? Because we all saw the video of her getting kicked out of the theater.
Yeah, that's the only video I saw was her getting escorted out.
Yeah, yeah. This is pretty funny.
Here's the bottom line. Let's stop grooming our children, including
this guy's copping
our military
a feel.
It's gross. Yeah, it is
like he's
wrong.
A high school boy.
I'm here to take a stand
like,
against
where's your
it.
Cock?
And I urge my colleagues to pass my amendment
is.
To protect
She's
our
like,
military
oh my God.
Children from obscene content they should not be exposed to.
Hundreds of
this is my comment right here. Like, homie was grabbing some titty. I mean, look at the size of those moon balloons.
Some oh, sweater nice. Puppies.
I know. Look at the fun bags on that hose hound. Right? Now, here's the idiocracy of this whole thing, right? They're at a theater play. I'm fairly certain it was I heard the play was in the clip of her getting kicked out. I want to say it was like Annie or something like that. Who fucking cares? right? But
it was a theatrical play.
It was a theatrical
Eight
play.
Mile. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. They had Hunter Biden play B Rabbit.
Yeah.
He'd have been Cheddar Bob.
He'd have been Cheddar Bob for sure.
Yeah, if Cheddar Bob was a pedophile, it would be him.
you know what? They just had that one dude on Instagram that imitates Eminem.
Yeah.
Really? The boxes and locks. Boxes. That guy?
Yeah.
So they're at this play. I don't know if this is why they get kicked out. I guess they were being really loud, too.
Well, they were vaping, apparently, too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So the homie's like copping a titty feel, and she's grabbing his fucking meat wagon, right? Now, here's the funny part, though. This is why this is so funny. This is why this is so funny to me. It's funny because I don't know who clipped this together, right? This video. It's on, like I said, it's on Officer Tatum's Instagram. And he makes like this is you know inexcusable like you hold yourself to like a higher representation and
right
blah, blah, blah.
Of course yeah
I'm like yeah okay I get it to an extent but it's dark it's in a theater I didn't know they had fucking night vision cameras in there
Well, right? They gotta have cameras. Thanks to the fucking Batman shooter, they gotta have fucking cameras in theaters now.
Yeah, let's not talk about that false flag. We might get kicked off a kick before we get kicking on kick, you know what I mean? little boxes and locks. But so she, what she's talking about here is like a bill to not like groom children through different curriculum and books. Her getting her titties felt up in a theater has literally nothing to do with that whatsoever.
No, they appear to be two consenting adults. I wouldn't qualify that as pedophilia, or is it highly inappropriate? Sure.
Yeah.
You know, is it trashy? Sure. You know,
hey man,
do we like it? Yeah.
Hey, yeah, she's a baddie. I wouldn't stop them. You know what I mean?
Like, it is absolutely.
Here, let me let this play just a little bit longer.
Disgraceful what she did and how she responded. Does that negate the fact that you should vote for her? That's up to you. I never vote for a Democrat because I'm voting for the policy, not the person. Is this a disgraceful act? Yeah. Is she who you think she is? No. These people ain't who you think they are. And she ain't the only one. Bro, I'm telling you, being in this industry for the last 4 years, people ain't who you think they are. Your favorite people ain't who you think they are. I was clearly
except for the hooligans.
You were vaping. You were in there, the only one acting out. You clearly drunk as a mother skunk. Stop trying to gaslight us. Just admit that you got drunk and you act out when you drunk like that. And this was one of those times. Just admit it. Quit lying to people like we stupid and talking about you having a hard time with a divorce. You wasn't having a hard time when homeboy had his hand on your.
Oh, she was having a hard time.
Hard in her right hand. It was hard in her right hand.
Listen, I do agree with him when he says, like, just fess up. Tell us what you were, you know, I went out. Listen, I've been going through divorce. I'm a fucking human being. I went out with this dude, got shitty, got a little fucking on the fancy side, you know, and then, I made some terrible decisions and we fucking got kicked out as it should be. And he
popped the cork a little too early.
Yeah. And I even let him come at me, you know?
Well, this is the crazy part, though. This is the crazy part. So here's my theory on this, right? Because I'm looking at her, I'm like, she's fucking hot. Like, if I was a single guy and she was going through a divorce and she hit me up, I'd probably be trying to grab her fucking titties too. Like, I was a dirty bird before I met my wife, right? I gonna say that I never had a female hand down my pants while we're watching fucking Godzilla? Yeah,
true,
of course.
But you are not the governor. You know what I mean? Like
well, that's up to the hooligans to decide. Man, if we hit those followers, I'm running. I'm running out here in Kansas.
But you know what I mean? As a sitting governor, or I mean, not a governor. Sorry, we keep
representative.
She's not a governor. She's congresswoman. As a sitting congresswoman that represents, you know, your state, your people, you got to be kind of mature enough to be like, dude, let's keep the freaky shit at home. You know what I mean? And which is totally fine. Like, do your thing. But when you're out in public like that, you should have the fucking wherewithal to be like, hey, maybe take your hand off my tits and I'll take my hand off your dick just so this isn't a headline in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, 100%. It would have been... there would have been no headache if she would just like, let's be cool.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, we lost him.
Big country. Come back. He'll be back. There he is.
Sorry. It's always, right. Like, I always lose connection for like just a second and then it syncs back up. But like you were saying, you know, keep it professional, which I agree with, right? But here's my theory on this whole thing. Okay, so we're living in very odd times. I've never faltered on what I've said on the show about what I believe is currently taking place in these United States, and that is I really don't know what's going on in these United States, except for the fact that I really truly believe we do not have like a standing government right now. I don't.
Right.
Maybe Donald Trump still is president in some weird way. I don't know, because of all the weird things that we've covered on the show concerning that topic, nobody still has an explanation to like why all the military personnel when he was overseas giving that speech did not have insignias, did not have patches. They were standing and waving flags for the president. I was like, oh, that's not what the fucking military does. Yeah.
I guess
why he was locked out of the White House and there was no Marine on duty.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of these weird things, right? I still stand by
their back on him, not saluting him.
Is that a Q thing? I don't like, not really to me. I just think it's an odd thing that people have not answered and we've forgotten about and just kept moving along, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So they put people on TV to appease the masses and cause distractions, right? Dude, you know who you do you know who she is? Do you know who she is? She is the actress replacement for fucking Sarah Palin. That's all she is. She's the attractive woman with some fucking knockers that'll knock you out, right? Mm-hmm. Glasses. Come on, dude. It's 2023. Why are you wearing glasses? No offense, boy. I'm just saying. I'm just like
I can't see without him. That's
no, I know answer. That. Like, but she knows that she looks sexy with glasses on.
Oh, of course.
So she doesn't take them off.
Yeah,
right?
What's your prescription? Huh? Well, you got astigmatism, you nearsighted. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Got a little touch of the glaucoma. Or dude, are you just full of shit?
She's just the rinse and repeat of another politician.
That's fucking stolen valor, dude. If she's wearing glasses and she doesn't need them.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet you when he was copping that feel in the cab ride home.
Oh, she was gawking for sure.
Yeah, she took them glasses off because she's like, don't need them.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing, man. And we poke fun at politicians on this show all the time. And for Officer Tatum, I think he does a lot of really good stuff. Mm-hmm. The aspect that I don't like about it is he's like, don't worry, Donald Trump's going to save us. And I'm like, no. No, he's not.
Yeah, people counting on too many politicians. See, the thing with Trump is like, dude, did I enjoy the guy while he was president? Sure. You know, I think a lot of people, especially middle class, they all benefited. You know what I mean? I had more tax money. I had more money in my pocket. Gas was cheap. You know, fucking things were great. But like you said, it's gotten to the point now where you have people that are like Trump worshipers.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that kind of weirds me out. You know what I mean?
And you got to remember, like, there was Operation Warp Speed. Like, he was behind that. You know, people don't realize, and obviously I don't know shit about fuck. You know, I work on mobile homes and I crawl under them for a living. But as far as economics goes, he was the one that was giving out all the stimulus checks.
Right.
You know what I mean? As far as that goes. So when people are complaining about right now, you know, if you look at Carl's Jr. and burgers are freaking $9, things like that, when they used to be $6 4 years ago.
Yep.
It's like, you got to remember, they were just giving out all this free money. You know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. That's what, like, the basics of economics. So
yeah, well, there's no such thing as
money. We're kind of paying for it, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, for people at the end of the day, I'm like, you got to remember, I'm like, he also caused all of these things too.
Yeah, it was a lead up. You know what I mean? It was a lead up, and it was, you know, obviously this, I guess I just call him the administration, because I don't think this guy has shit to do with the government currently. But yeah, there's a lot of overlap with shit that Trump started that Biden took over. The execution still was poor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like you said, there's a lot of good things that he did, but there's a lot of bullshit, and Operation Warp Speed being one of them. We've seen Trump how many different times talking about go get the vaccine and this and that, and getting booed at rallies and shit for talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people have to remember that side of it too.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I just always think at the end of the day, there's got to still be good people in politics, or they would have already pushed their agendas that they want on us, type of thing.
Yeah, I think.
Wouldn't you think so?
Well, I think there's enough good people to slow them down from the inside. You know what I mean?
Is it, you think, mostly on lower levels, or do you think there are still like good people up at the top? That's what I always have a hard time with.
That's tough to answer. No idea, dude, because it seems like everyone at the top just is dirty. You know what I mean? One way or the other. It's hard to.
Like, you had to do something to get there, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
so, and it's kind of like pick your poison of who do you want? Because, like, the best description I've heard, it's like, who do you want? Crime bosses or satanic pedophiles running it?
and I'd rather have a crime boss.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? At least they're more
in the honest. Most crude way of saying
in
it.
In the most crude way, crime yeah. bosses are straightforward people. You know what I mean? And they get results. And these pedophiles, they don't want to do shit, but make it more comfortable for them by mm-hmm. any means possible.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, another question, I think the real question actually that we should be asking about that, like, is there anyone good still left in the higher echelons of government? Like right. the real yeah. question is, does it matter? Does it matter if there's good ones left? You know what I mean? Not to say that like they can't win in the end, like the good can triumph evil in the end. But realistically, if we look at it long term, even short term, what are the decisions that they make that truly do affect our day-to-day lives? With the exception of like taxes and gas.
Yeah.
Like even if they were to kick off a war, I'm not fucking going.
Right.
And I think that's a majority of people. I think yeah. a majority of people are like, well, if it comes here, then, you know, we'll plant our fucking boots in the ground. But right. other than that, no, I'm not going overseas
yeah,
for some exactly. politicians and bankers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, military recruitment numbers are at an all-time low. And it's because nobody wants to deal with this woke military anymore. You know, they're lowering standards. Why would you want to lower your standards?
That doesn't make sense.
No, these people are going to end up protecting our country, whether they're sitting behind a desk or whether they're behind a rifle. You know what I right. mean? You need to have your standards as high as they can be for shit like this.
Absolutely.
It's fucking insane, dude.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know, man. Like, I still think, like, and I don't want to influence everybody to think this way, you know, because this just works for me and for my family. Like, but when I stopped believing, it's like the same thing I've talked about on the show about, like, when I stopped believing in germ theory, I pulled an energy out of it, right?
Yeah.
When I stopped believing in, like, the political game, like, my life just got exponentially better overnight. Yeah. Like, I don't worry about that shit anymore.
Well, you can't.
You yeah, because like, worrying does nothing.
Right.
And it's not to say that we can't like sit here and have conversations about it on the show. Obviously, that's what we're doing right now. But it's just like, dude, who gives a fuck who the next president is? Who cares?
Well, you know that they're rigged, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like that's the interesting thing I'll say about Trump, right? It's clear that he was not supposed to win.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So I think that's a big tell. You know, maybe this is the crime boss that we need.
No, 100%. You got to know he's not part of the club. Like, he always wanted to buy the Jets and they wouldn't let him buy the Jets. Exactly. It's like there's a reason he's not part of the club.
No. And, you know, he's part of a club, just maybe. Not
exactly.
That club, you know?
100%.
And, yeah. So I think it's important to note that, because if it's. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of...
Just like I did when we were in COVID lockdowns, you know, just don't pay any attention to it. That shit was not happening as far as I was concerned.
I agree. If they start doing the social credit scores like they're doing in Portland, as far as not letting you in certain stores, all we got to do is, as a collective group, stop going to those stores. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just stop spending your money there. That's one way to get it shut down. All right, then we'll just start going local. I know it's going to be a little more expensive, but you know what? Let's just start supporting each other.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best way.
Exactly. And more people that start shopping local, eventually those prices will drop, because then those will be the main stores. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I think that's super important, you know, and people have to have more of a sense of community now than ever. Because it'll square itself away once shit hits the fan. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I think the more and more people can start growing locally and being more self-sufficient, that we can start developing little our own little countries in a way. When they start pushing lockdowns and things like that, we'll be like, all right, fuck you then. We'll do it on our own then.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then more people will start to want to join with, you know, we'll just say collectively us, you know what I mean? Yeah. They'll want to join us. We're like, okay, they're not pushing all these lockdowns. They're not pushing this on us. So let's join them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Type of thing. And I think that's the way that we make a difference at the end of the day. Yeah. I know it sounds kind of happy go lucky in a way, but
no, because at the end of the day, like that's how it's going to end up. That's how it was. You know what I mean? Like you said, we'll just have our own little economy, right? Bartering for whatever.
Absolutely.
Your own currency, fucking bottle caps, whatever it is, right? And, you know, but it'll go back to goods for services.
Absolutely. You know? That's why I think it's so important to learn skills.
Yeah.
100%. Yes. Yes.
Which is so crazy. They're pushing everyone going to school. And then everyone's in debt and has no job. I'm like, bro, pick a trade, dude. You'll be all right.
Yep. It's the best thing. That's the best thing anybody can do is get with a trade. And then and you know, those are essentially economy proof jobs.
Absolutely. Don't
worry about if the economy tanks, am I gonna lose my job? No. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cheaper.
Yeah, you know, like a couple weekends ago, I went out with a buddy of mine, Wild Bill, who's been on the show before. Shout out Wild Bill. and he came up with that idea for us to film a test because our 200th episode, is going to be over Sandy Hook. Now that episode will be behind a paywall because it has to be, but we'll make it affordable, like a dollar or something like that. I'll figure all that out. But this dude has like, some property just south of me and he just shoots on his property. Right. And this guy's, I mean, this guy's ready for fucking war. Right. But he trains quite often with his firearms. And like my wife and I have collectively 7 different guns in our house. And obviously we know how to handle them safely. You know, we know how to operate them. But like the level of training that he had compared to me, and he's just a civilian, he's an electrician like me. Like we used to work on the same job site. Right. Made me realize, man, like there's still so much more that I could be doing to ensure the longevity of my clan o bender if something were to happen. And some of these skills are really, really interesting. Like I'll tell you guys this. My wife decided that she wanted to start kind of getting into some gardening. We want to start growing our own food and stuff, right? Now we're in a townhome, so we don't have like a ton of room outside. We have a patio and stuff and all that. So she ended up getting through a mom's group that she is affiliated with on, I think it's Facebook. This lady was like, hey, like I have these 3 tomato plants. They've never produced fruit. I'm moving. I can't keep them. I don't want to throw them out. If anybody wants them, you can just have them.
Hell yeah.
So my mom was like, yeah, I'll go grab them.
That's a good place to start. Tomatoes.
Now, yeah. So now check it out, dude. I've seen like leading up to this, because again, I do believe everything happens for a reason. Leading up to this, I had seen like half a dozen to not maybe not a dozen videos of electroculturing. And as an electrician, I know that there's a charge around us all at all times. Mm-hmm. Right? The earth has a charge, we have a charge, there's a charge in the air. Don't get me started on gravity. This is probably what it is. But essentially, electroculturing is basically taking a copper wire, which is usually what we use for grounding. And you could use a grounding rod if you want to. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. You just take it, you stick it in the ground. You kind of wrap it around the plant. Not like on the stem itself, but just kind of around. Like you make like a big like cage around, like a Faraday cage around it, basically. So what I did is I did that. We have them in pots. And I put a copper wire in there, and then they have like one of those little growing cages around it.
Yeah.
I forget what they're called. But we wrapped tomato a copper ladder. Yeah, tomato ladder. Wrapped the copper wire around that, like kind of like in a tornado pattern, and then did a big twisted arc on the top of it. And in 3 days, that thing was kicking fruit out.
Yeah.
Like we've had 14 on our first batch from the 3 plants. And on this one, because we picked them all before we went to California. And on this time, we have about 7 right now. 6 or 7 on there right now.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, this is from a lady that said, this plant's never produced fruit for me, ever.
Yeah.
And all we're doing is pulling the electricity out of the air, wrapping it around the plant because everything has an electric charge, and pushing it down into its roots.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy shit, there is something to this, you know? So, where I was going with that is like self-sustainability is possible, and they make it sound so difficult, and it's really not. You know what I mean? Little tiny steps like this.
Yeah, but sharing information like that as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because the same thing during the pandemic when I had free time, I built huge garden boxes in my backyard, and I accidentally spilled a ton of spinach seeds outside of my box. Bro, I had spinach growing everywhere.
Hell yeah.
I was like, that's what's up. I'm like, that's so easy to grow. I'm like, cool, I'll keep that in mind.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we got fruit trees, we got veggies, we got peppers, you know. We got a bunch of shit growing. It is easy to do. We want to get in the chicken game. We just haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Same.
Hell yeah, dude.
Chickens and goats, bro.
Dude, my wife wants some of those little like pygmy goats. She wants to get like two of them. Dude, their yard work is fucking
lawn mowers, dude.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. It'll eat up all your weeds, dude. Yep. Just let those bitches run.
I know, dude. All the illegals from down south are like, they took our jobs.
Yeah. See, the thing is, though, is I don't know, like, my old dog, Emma, she'd probably be okay, but Binks, my dogo, I don't know how he would be with a fucking goat, dude.
Yeah.
We might be having a big shawarma boy once that boy gets done with him.
On Rockfin here, Robotic Dobble 3K says, I just want to make a fucking shirt that says, I do not consent on front and show me the isolation data on back. Ooh. Nice. Okay. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
You can work on that.
I know. Jordan, I showed one of his comments on screen here. It says that this talking about Lauren Double D's Bobbitt.
Hell yeah.
She was confused and disoriented due to the MIDS distillants they are selling around DC. That's funny.
It was fucking bootleg vapes.
Do not buy a vape from a gas station, dude.
Yeah. Bad idea.
I did that one time.
What?
So I got a vape and it had Delta 9.
Okay.
It, oh, right? No.
Yeah.
I did not intend on getting high. But like I was literally ripping it like it was just nicotine. Well, because I forgot it was.
Yeah. But anytime you're smoking a vape, it's all concentrate, dude. It's fucking concentrate. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's not like if you're ripping a vape over and over and over and over and over again, like you're sitting down smoking a joint,
right?
You're gonna probably have a bad time.
Let's see. Jordan also said here on Rockfin, my homie also got charged. They got him moving rosin across state lines.
Damn,
homie.
Free my boy. Free my fucking rosin, dude. Grow up.
I know it's
God. It's a plant.
Yeah.
I can't believe it grows here.
Yeah, it was here before you were. God damn.
Yeah. Same thing with weed.
It just grows like that. And if you happen to just set it on fire, it's like, come on.
Yeah, right. So ridiculous. You know what I do? I do appreciate, though. We'll kind of get to the end of the show here. I do appreciate how much of a lightweight I still am with marijuana. I thoroughly, like, I have a little one hitter.
Yeah, it looks
like a little tiny, like a little pipe, like a little, like a corn cob pipe almost.
Yeah.
Just a little tiny bowl. I ripped that twice and I'm like, and it's enjoyable. Now, again, I don't smoke every single day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I spread it out by like probably a few weeks because I also know when drug tests are coming. So,
right.
I enjoy it just because like I met some people who are like, yeah, like I smoke like five blunts a day and I'm not that high. I'm like, that's terrifying.
Yeah. No, you don't want to smoke that much. You know what I mean? But like to just like sit down and enjoy even just like half a joint and then be able to go and do my normal tasks. That's great.
Yeah.
But you're feeling good.
You're feeling good. Now, if you want to, you know, depending on what it is, like I've had times where I just make like a cocoon out of all the couch pillows so I don't fall off. You know what I mean?
Well, 100%.
Yeah, you have those times, but it's like drinking, right? Like, sure, I'll have a couple fingers of whiskey. Or am I going to fucking drink a rack and then fucking have 8 or 9 shots, you know?
Yeah.
Same mentality. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Now, let me leave you guys with this and the episode, and for everyone watching live. Please, by the way, if you're watching live, make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Helps us with the algorithm because they don't like us. Yeah. And whatever you're watching on, if it's Rockfin or Rumble or Twitch or Kick, please subscribe. WBCTavern.com, $5 a month, gets you unlimited access. When we end the episode, I'm going to show you the intro to the new show that we have coming out. Available on the WBC Tavern. Obviously, it's the What If. It's a spinoff show under the umbrella of the WBC universe. It's not going to be quite like we do our main show. It will be short, 30-minute segments, different topics, once a month, and it will be... when I say scripted, it makes it sound like it's fake, right. But it's not. It's just we're following like more of a manuscript that we wrote out. So it's like...
Actual events.
Yeah. Like, Boya says some stuff, then I say some stuff. Boya says some stuff, then I say some stuff. 30 minutes, it's wrapped.
Yeah.
So you'll see that trailer as we exit the episode tonight. But what do you guys think about this? I already had to do it today. I am currently working for the new company that I'm at. Because Boy, did I tell you I quit my job, remember?
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I took a call like the next week.
Yeah, I saw you in between that time.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. I forgot about that. That's right. I took a – basically when we got back to Kansas, I took a call that Monday.
Okay.
Monday was a holiday, Tuesday. So I've been working there for a couple weeks now. And until I can go back to the other job site that I was at, if you quit or get fired, you have to wait 30 days – before you can go back to that site with a different contractor.
Oh, like a cool down period?
Yeah. So because I quit, I have to wait 30 days, I guess. So whatever. That's where I'm going at the end. But anyways, I'm currently working at a hospital for the criminally insane.
Oh. Like sick. Fucking Arkham?
Yeah, kind of, dude. Not making this up by any fucking means. We're just doing some door control stuff, pulling some new internet cable for some wireless access points. It's nothing too complicated or extreme. Some of the areas that we have to go into are the wards. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not like a maximum security type criminally insane. This is like half the building is for people that can just check themselves in.
Okay.
The other half is for people that are being evaluated to see if they're fit to stand trial.
Oh, wow.
And of those groups, I would say half of them are faking it. Hmm. And the other half are just fucking batshit crazy. Right. Okay. And you can kind of tell who's like acting and who's not, right? They're just buying their time before they have to go to jail. Smart. I can't say that's not smart. But they're not like locked in their rooms.
It's just like a dorm.
Kind of, yeah. Hmm. And there's like a nurse station in the center, and it's built like a cross. Right. There's rooms on either side of these hallways. And so wherever we go, we have to have an escort with us. Hmm. And there was one day, dude, I walked into this ward and with the escort. And my old GF, who was on the other job site, is with me now. And we walked in. And this woman walks up to us as we're working. Like, I'm up in the ceiling on a ladder. And she has, like, a half-shaved head. It's, like, pink hair.
Oh, boy.
And she has, like, some stubble going on.
Gross.
And she's like staring at me, and I was like, hi, how you doing? Because you know you can be cordial to them and talk to them, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, pink, gray, elephant, red, yellow, seven, straw, buttercup, yellow, bye. And she walked away, and I was like, what the fuck?
Was she faking it, or was she for real?
I think she's nuts. I think she's nuttier than fucking squirrel shit. But yeah. The first time I walked in there, I was like, I don't know if I can do this, like in really? The ward area. Cause it smelled like piss.
Nice.
And like, it smelled like it's like you walk in there and you feel the energy change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, there's been a couple times where like security has to come in there and they like, there's like a locked door in between a locked door. There's like a cavity.
Okay.
And, they've walked in there a few times while we're working, and they're like, it's about to get wild or whatever, because they got people throwing shit or whatever.
Oh, my God.
All kinds of weird stuff happens. But the other day, I'll get to my point. That was a long story. but in this – so we're working in this room, right? Now, before you go into the ward, there's another locked door that you have to – like, you have to go through this door. That door has to shut.
Okay.
And then that, and before you can open the next one, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a little vestibule. And mm-hmm. this room is no wider than 5 foot by 5 foot.
Okay.
So it's me, my old GF, who me and him were like sticking together. We have each other's backs. And this young apprentice kid. And then our escort. Now they are coming back from fresh air break is what they call it.
Okay.
They let them go outside on the like courtyard and they walk around in circles and play basketball or whatever. It's like, yeah. it's yard time.
Yeah. What it is. It's like Ace Ventura.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yes, that's exactly what it's like. Now, because they're in the hallway, they have to get them out of the hallway to get them back into the ward. So they all just pile into this room and the door shuts. And I look at my old GF, my buddy, and he has his back up against the wall, and I have my back up against the wall. And I was like, oh, dude, if he goes down right now, like, I'm fucking throat punching, I'm eye gouging, I'm biting, I'm headbutting. And then I have a cart. There's a cart in there with, like, all of our tools and shit on it.
Yeah.
And this one guy walks up, and he's looking at me, and he goes, And I was like,
oh no,
don't grab something, dude. Yeah, so it was kind of tense for a minute, you know what I mean?
And then they grab anything?
The door opened, they walked out. But I was like, oh, today's the day, go ahead.
No.
I took my longevity this morning. make a move.
Damn, that's fucking weird, creepy.
Yeah, it's been a pretty weird experience. Pretty chill job, but it's just like I've never been around that stuff before, so yeah. It was a really weird experience the first time. But this is my point of getting to all that. I've already faced it today. Somebody had COVID.
Oh God!
In the I don't know. So they're
they
like
can't distinguish anymore though. No, so how do they know?
Boy, dude, here's the thing. I know that. But like telling somebody who's like scared to death.
Oh no.
You know, it's like you might as well fucking talk to the wall.
Grow up,
Peter Pan. I told my foreman, I said, I'm not going in the ward today. And he's like, why? And I was like, cause they're making everyone wear masks. And I was like, I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Give me something else to do. Let me stand here. Tell me to go home. I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing it. And he's like, mm-hmm. All right, cool. Now, granted, this guy is like super conservative, very outspoken,
right?
Doesn't believe in it either. And he's like, oh yeah, I don't give a shit, whatever. My point is the new vaccine.
Yeah.
Right. That they're rolling out right now. They're like saying, if you took all the other ones, nah,
forget that.
Forget those. Who needs them anyways? Right. This new one though, this is where it's at. This is the bee's knees. Now, Scripted World on Instagram. It's a love and hate relationship I have with that page.
Yeah.
A lot of great stuff they post. Some stuff I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, no, your mailman does not work for the CIA. Like, you know what I mean? So, but he posted today about something that, like, it's Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's are collectively doing together.
Yeah.
And they're all going to sell cheeseburgers for a cent.
Yeah.
And so this... He kind of like ties it in, or he or they, she, whoever, tie it into the Simpsons episode about vaccines and medication being put into food. And, you know, I know they were talking about working on putting vaccines or whatever in lettuce and all this shit, right, that they were doing. But here's my question to that, though, is nobody who hasn't got the vaccine is going to get this one, right?
Right.
And they know that.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Is it plausible that they say, okay, well, what if we just put it in some fucking shitty food? Like, just because you're anti-vax,
right?
Like this anti-vax, and you're maybe you're a conservative or whatever, maybe you don't trust the government, does not mean that you don't eat Wendy's from time to time, McDonald's from time to time, Taco Bell, Del Taco, right?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean that at all. So is it, I mean, what do you think? Do you think that's maybe something they're trying?
Go ahead, Anthony.
I definitely think that's a possibility that they could be doing. 100%. To me, I'm like I said, I don't know shit about fuck, but can even if you do ingest it, does it work that way?
That's my question. You know, because that's my big concern, because my wife and I were actually talking about this the other day. Like, you know, they want to put it in food. They want to like aerosolize it, basically, yeah. You know, but I don't think it works like that, because if that's the case, then why isn't everybody just taking a drink of vaccine when they go to the doctor? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, that's my biggest thing. Does it mean that they're putting some other shit in there? Who knows? You know what I mean?
They already put so much poison in it and all our stuff anyways, all the seed oil, stuff like that. So,
yeah. So Big Country, I don't know. You might have missed it, but we were discussing whether or not that's even, you know, possible for someone to eat the vaccine and then have it in their system. Because if that was the case, why wouldn't they just be taking shots of the vaccine or put it in our water? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm not saying that that is not necessarily the case.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
But I will say that it's almost like they're still marketing to the wrong people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like people that kind of are aligned with the way that we think collectively, you know, the hooligans and hooliganettes, already are a little bit more health conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they'll be able to sniff some stuff out. Like, I don't eat McDonald's, not just because it's fast food and we eat at home and we eat a certain diet. And that's not to say that we don't veer from it. We do it all the time. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel the repercussions of that, but, because I can't afford it.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm like, oh, it's 99 cents. I'm going to get like 7 of them right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? They seem to once again be trying to almost eliminate, like, let's just say this is true. Right. They're trying to eliminate the same people that are already on their fucking side.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make logical sense to me that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Agree.
I don't know.
I thought about it from that aspect as well. I'm like, well, why would they be killing off the people that are supporting them when clearly the people that are doing their research, like you said, that are health conscious, you know, we're obviously not going to be taking it, so it's going to be the same people that are already aligned with their agendas in a type of way. So why would they be trying to get rid of them? That's what makes me question.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who may not necessarily be Republican, but maybe they have what would be considered now more, you know, conservative values.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people, you know, maybe got, you know, middle class here we're talking, you know, they got busy schedules, kids in sports, whatever. Hey, on the way home, let's just swing by here and fucking grab up 10 cheeseburgers.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that could be a possibility as well, just seeing how many they can get. You know what I mean? You know, there's a good chance that somebody's going to go and buy 100 cheeseburgers to take to some peewee football game for the players, or you know what I mean,
or for the office, the warehouse.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think we'll probably see a lot like that as well. You know,
my big thing is, how come they can still call it a vaccine when people still have to get boosters, or they still have to keep getting it? That's like my big thing. Like, I'm not against vaccines at all. Like, I had the chicken pox. It obviously works because I've never gotten the chicken pox.
Right.
Because that's how how I thought the chicken pox works, you know?
Right.
Or like how vaccines work.
Yeah. It's supposed to, I mean,
supposed to prevent you from getting
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah.
But now that they're saying that you're going to just have to continuously get the COVID vaccine every year, like you do the flu shot. So I'm like, so why are we calling it a vaccine?
Yeah. Yeah. The crazy part is like the one company that was not making.
I don't.
The one company that was not making the mRNA vaccine, Johnson & Johnson, they were basically told to shut down their operation. You know what I mean? So it's like you either take the mRNA or you don't take shit, you know, which is pretty telling in and of itself, because now it's just gene therapy, you know?
Yeah.
And now they want to give you another round of it. Like, you already have 16-year-olds dying on fucking the field of sport.
Exactly.
Because they got the vaccine and then they developed myocarditis or they died from blood clots and having aneurysms and shit. It's insane, dude.
All these professional athletes and no one's raising eyebrows. Like, come on.
Yeah. You know what's funny is before we got on the show, I was just telling Big Country, I was listening to the Saints Panthers game and I was listening to the Saints broadcast. And Deuce McAllister, one of the commentators, he's a former running back.
Yeah.
He's reading this ad, and the ad is for some like nonprofit or some charity that gives defibrillators to high school kids and their families. And I'm like, that's fucking weird.
Like, why?
Yeah. Why are heart attacks common now amongst our youth? You know, it's like just kind of adding to what we already know. And it's that the vaccine is fucking killing young people. Now you need a defibrillator at your house? That's fucking wild, dude.
Oh, 100%.
For the underprivileged children that don't have defibrillators.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah. I mean,
like, you got your cleats.
I have three defibrillators in my house, dude.
Helmet. You have your defibrillator.
Yeah. Mouthpiece, cup, defibrillator.
Yeah.
That's all you need to play high school football.
Nowadays.
It's really strange. That commercial was really strange. And if you remember, we said this on a previous show. I think I did like a little clip of it when I was driving home to when we talked about it, and I was listening to Spotify, and a commercial came on for life insurance.
Yeah.
And this woman was like, my brother suddenly died and left his wife and children with no retirement or a life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So that's when I told my husband, I was like, wait, stop.
Yeah.
Go back to the beginning. The fuck do you mean he died suddenly? What are you talking about?
What did he die of, Rachel?
Yeah. Tiffany.
Yeah. Share with the class.
Can we be honest right now?
Yeah.
Did it rhyme with Schmack Schmeen?
Got a cup one too many jabs.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, too, is they're normalizing people just like falling over and dying. Like, remember?
Yeah. Stroke season.
But it was, what's the, like, because you have SIDS, right? Sudden infant death syndrome.
Oh, yeah. What's SADS?
SADS.
Yeah. Sudden adult death syndrome.
Like,
no.
This goes back to what we were talking about earlier with the fucking hotline.
Right.
Like, they could literally make up anything right now and they'll put it public.
People
out there would be like,
Yeah. Well, yep. that's the wild part is like no one's doing the math, right? Okay, so now we roll out this fucking vaccine. And then all of a sudden, we're seeing people with blood clots. We're seeing women have miscarriages, abnormal menstruation cycles. We're seeing young men fucking hearts exploding in their chest. You know, blood clots that are feet long. And now, well, let's just say that aneurysm that caused that stroke, it's just the season now. Well, don't you think it's like weird that we started it at this time and then now we're experiencing these things at this time? It's not a season. It's an effect, you know, and they continue. Well, now we can't tell the difference between allergies, the common cold or COVID. OK, well, then does that tell you that COVID is relatively safe if that's the case, if it's real? Right. It should tell you that you're going to be just fine. You don't need a fucking vaccine.
Yeah, right. Just get some sunlight, drink your orange juice, have some vitamin D, exercise a little bit, you'll be all right. Yeah. What happened to that?
The health info, just like, the health info, they didn't want to share that shit with nobody. And we're out here telling people like, dude, just go outside anyways. Well, you can't go outside because they said you can. Dude, just
put a mask on.
Yeah, dude.
Lock down.
No.
Yeah, dude, that's how we got our first 2 strikes on YouTube was for medical misinformation because I did a video and said this, and this was early on COVID. We didn't really know what was going on. All I said was just go outside, get some vitamin D, get some sunlight, get plenty of rest, eat right, take your vitamins, you'll be fine. That was medical misinformation. Nothing
pumping up Pfizer, dude. You need to be out here, you know, beating Pfizer's chest.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was when that first happened, we weren't on Rockfin yet. We were trying to get on Rockfin. I know a lot of people have reserves about Rockfin. We've had nothing but good experiences, so we support Rockfin. But when I read that, and I was like, holy shit. Like, because before that, we were just experiencing it from, like, the outside. You know, right. Like, we would see this happening to other shows and to other people. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm like, well, we talk about whatever the fuck on YouTube and nothing happens.
Yeah.
And then I do this video, and we get struck. And it was labeled as medical misinformation. And there was nothing I said. By the way, there's nothing in there that I even said that was medical.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, here's how you set a broken arm. You know what I mean? Like, it was nothing like that. It was just like, vitamins and sunlight. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Go exercise a bit.
Which still has not even come out. Like,
no.
Even after, like, and again, this is the issue that I have with the political spectrum, right? This is why I stopped believing in it. Left or right, doesn't matter. Left is still like, COVID, wear masks. It's dangerous, scary. You're going to kill minorities or whatever. And the right goes, no, don't take the vaccine, or take it if you want to. You don't have to wear the mask. It's still about freedom of choice. But there's still nothing about, like, take care of yourself, exercise, eat right. This is what we should be doing collectively.
Yeah, it's more of just like individuals saying, hey, you should do, you know what I mean? Like Joe Rogan talking about it, even RFK talks about, like, just be healthy, just be a healthier person. You know, overall, that's going to make you less sick in general.
Right. 100%.
You know,
right. Right. Let's end the show with this, since you brought it up and I totally forgot about it. RFK Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Or who is that? Really? Robert Kennedy Jr.?
It's, yeah.
Like, like related to the Kennedy family?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's
Kennedy's son.
So that's Bobby Kennedy's son. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's Kennedy's brother's son. Okay. Gotcha.
Right. Yeah.
There was an assassination attempt, allegedly.
I would say it's safe to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I saw the pictures, like, because we just got some pictures that came out. And it was outside the arena where he was at,
right.
And then there was a short. I'm assuming it was a body cam video, of him getting arrested.
Right? Either body cam or it could have been a cell phone. Who knows?
He was posing as a federal agent,
a U.S. Marshal,
and. You know what? Let me see if I can find that video real quick, and we'll watch the video and end the episode with that. Because we've been in the game for a while now, you know what I mean? It just looked so staged with the okay, I'll go out on a limb here and say that that guy was definitely hired, right? Mm-hmm. By somebody.
Right.
And it, like, the guy had, like, neck tattoos.
He didn't look like.
And, like, he talked like with an accent like these. And I was like,
maybe he just likes talking like that, dude. See, here's the weird thing about this dude. Like you said, he shows up, he fucking neck tattoos, you know. Doesn't look the part of a federal marshal.
Yeah.
And
here we go.
Yeah, let's watch it.
Okay, let me switch. Where's that? Yeah, let's watch this right now. Okay. Whoa. It's a weird. Sorry, let me resize this. Boop. Get it over here. And then we'll just crop it to here. That'll work. Bam. Okay. Here we go.
Tonight, newly released video of a man being arrested at a campaign event for presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. His team posting it to TikTok after Kennedy's speech last night in Los Angeles. The campaign saying the man showed up at a door to the event carrying a loaded.
So check it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's got green combat pants tucked into some brand fucking
all
new.
All bloused up, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, he's all bloused up. The badge on his hip. Different than the badge around his neck. And I swear to God, I think it shows his back, and I'm fucking not, like, I think it said DEA.
And he has his, he's got a shoulder holster on, loaded pistol and magazines.
Right. So handgun, knives, and ammunition. That's generally what federal agents. Tattooed on his arm, necks, and hands, wearing an EMT shirt. That's what it was. Like, this guy just went to Goodwill.
Yeah, because you see it, it zooms in a little bit, like the guy gets closer, and you can see it on the front of his shirt also. It says EMT.
So, like, again, like, let's just say, for the sake of the argument, which I do not believe for a second. Oh, there's a thing. Hold on. I muted it, but there's a thing.
This video posted to TikTok back in July. Police say Ice Burro never drew his gun or threatened anyone at Kennedy's event. The incident happening just miles from where Kennedy's father was shot and killed during his own presidential bid in 1968.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
5 years earlier, JFK was shot to death in Dallas. The family's tragic history partly driving RFK Jr.'s request for Secret Service protection. A request the campaign says has been twice denied. Former Secret Service agent Emmy Pompuris says those requests could now be worth another look.
In the decision-making process of whether or not he should get protection, my humble opinion, I think he should. You have enough factors here showing vulnerability, showing that there's danger to his life.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a conspiracy limb here.
I think I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to say he put this together.
To get his detail.
And it was very poorly. I don't care who hired him. Let's just say I don't know if it was RFK Jr. I don't know if enough about the guy because I don't follow politics. Whoever hired him did not care enough to look at what the motherfucker was wearing and be like, this is not going to work.
Dude, or maybe they needed it that obvious. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Like, different badges, his guard, like he has, like, I don't know too many federal agents that walk around bloused up with some brand new combat boots on, wearing an EMT shirt with neck tattoos. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then the fact that he spoke very broken English with a heavy accent, like, leads me down the thought process of looking at that saying, I don't think this was real at all. Now, I'm not saying RFK Jr. did hire him. Somebody did hire him. I don't think this guy went on his own fruition, planned it. He's like, oh, this is where his dad was shot, like, just down the road. I'm going to fucking go get him or whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't like what he's saying about whatever.
Whatever, yeah. See, I think that it was real. I think the guy's a fucking nut job.
Okay.
And I think that someone maybe, more than likely, was like, dude, RFK needs you. Here's where he's going to be. You need to go down there. Take your gun with you just in case. You know what I mean? Now, was that from RFK's camp or someone else? Who knows? But I think that somebody definitely influenced him to fucking be where he was at.
What do you think, Anthony?
I could get behind that, honestly. I really could. I could get behind that they hired, that they got this crazy guy type of thing. Whoever, maybe it was someone in RFK's camp, maybe it was RFK's idea, whatever it is, you know, type of thing. And they're like, hey, get down there, we'll have you shoot up. And maybe they had him, you know, this crazy dude, and he thinks maybe he is protecting in a way, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a perfect plant for him so he could get his Secret Service a little tie. I could definitely see that being it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Stranger things are true.
Yeah. True that.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for everybody watching live.
Oh, yeah.
We probably won't do these not too often, but I do like doing these live shows.
Yeah.
Because we did get some people watching and engaging and chatting and stuff like that and throwing thumbs up and subscribing to the channel, so that helps out a lot. Obviously, this episode is going to air on Friday on the main channel for Spotify like we always do. If you are watching on Rockfin, Rumble, Twitch, or Kick, please hit the thumbs up and subscribe. Check out my new book available on Spotify. The link will be on WBCTavern.com tonight.
Of course, it is in the live chat, so if you guys want to copy yourself a copy of that, I do appreciate it. Definitely goes to what we're doing here and probably for a second edition. Anthony, man, I want to thank you again for hanging out with us, stepping into the live show, short notice. You stepped up to the plate. Love having conversations with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I love this stuff.
That's it, dude. You're going to be a celebrity with your coworkers, man.
Oh, dude. I just spit everything at them. Some of them I can get them to open up to some of this stuff. So
yeah, you'll figure out the real ones.
Oh, 100%. It's I swear to you, it's all the guys with broken English that are coming up to me with questions. I'm like, dude, yeah, you guys know what's up.
Yeah, dude, I had one of my vendors stopped by. He was dropping off some fresh oil for us. And this guy, he was an immigrant from South America. And he was just fucking going in, dude. I gave him one of our business cards. And he's like, you know, I listen. And he's like, okay, high five. And I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah,
well, that's
dude.
My type of migrant right there. Dude?
Let's go.
Hooligan migrants, dude.
Yeah, well, he was a hardworking man, dude. And he laid it all out. So shout out to him, dude. I hope he's doing better wherever he's at.
Hell yeah, man. Hopefully he's listening, too. We appreciate it. So that's it for this live episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. Again, I'm going to play the trailer for the new show, What If, coming out. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. But until next time, that's it for this episode. I've been Big Country.
And boy.
And I'm Anthony. Appreciate you guys for having me, dude.
Thank you guys, man. Anytime. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Check you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions.